This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region on the border with Ukraine said on Sunday fighting was ongoing on his side of the frontier and acknowledged pro-Ukrainian forces had taken Russians prisoner during cross-border clashes.
Увидел обращение подлецов, негодяев, убийц и фашистов, которые якобы хотят встречи со мной.
The governor said he was ready for talks to retrieve, quote-unquote, our guys from the saboteur fighters who said they have taken Russians prisoner in the Belgorod region. It was the first time a Russian official had admitted to the capture of prisoners on Moscow's territory by pro-Ukrainian forces during the more than 15 months of conflict. Signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of India's worst rail crash in more than two decades, which has killed at least 275 people and wounded 1,200, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
According to a preliminary investigation, one passenger train, the Coromandel Express, heading to Chennai from Kolkata, moved out of the main track and entered what's called a loop track, which is used to park trains, at about 80 miles per hour. It crashed into a parked freight train doing so. That crash caused the train to jump the tracks, topple, and hit another train heading in the opposite direction and at about the same speed, according to a member of the railway board. The drivers of both passenger trains were injured but survived.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Hong Kong police on Sunday detained more than 20 people, including key pro-democracy figures, trying to commemorate the anniversary of the bloody Tiananmen Square crackdown, as hundreds in Taiwan mourn the dead with a vigil. This is VOA News. Senegal's government has cut access to mobile internet services in certain areas because of deadly rioting in which quote-unquote hateful and subversive messages have been posted online, it said in a statement on Sunday. The West African country has been rocked by 3 days of violent protests in which 16 people have died, one of its deadliest bouts of civil unrest in decades. Last week, the government limited access to certain messaging platforms, but many people were able to bypass the outage with the use of virtual private networks that masked the location of the user. Saudi Arabia has announced it's cutting its oil production by 1 million barrels a day, raising new questions about the price of fuel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Saudi Arabia is taking a unilateral step to bolster sagging crude prices. With the announcement, it will reduce oil output to the global market by 1 million barrels a day. The rest of the OPEC Plus oil producers meeting in Vienna agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of next year. The slump in oil prices has meant U.S. drivers could fill their tanks more cheaply. AAA says prices average about $3.55 a gallon, a dollar lower than a year ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hollywood's major studios reached a tentative labor agreement with the union representing film and television directors, likely averting a work stoppage that would have piled pressure on media companies to settle with striking writers. The Writers Guild of America has been on strike since May 2nd, shutting down several TV and film productions, and has no noon talks scheduled with the studios. Apple is expected to unveil its long-rumored headset, as well as other tech devices, at its annual developers conference on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The star of the show is expected to be a pair of goggles, perhaps called Reality Pro, according to leaks, that could be game-changing technology. But the XR headset that toggles between totally virtual or augmented options comes with a hefty price tag that could be in the $3,000 range. Apple CEO Tim Cook has touted augmented reality as technology's next quantum leap. Apple's Developers Conference is also expected to show off the latest Mac computer, the next operating system for iPhones, and strategy for AI. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.